On Monday, we read from your emails. Following the stories about abusive detainees in Iraq, we did a program last week on conditions in American prisons. Will Stevens in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, responded, "As a former detention officer in a large metropolitan jail, I never once struck an inmate, much less witnessed anything even remotely like what was happening at Abu Ghraib. To be sure, horrible things go on in almost any jail or prison, but almost all abuse I witnessed was inmate-on-inmate abuse, and it was our job to stop it." We received a different view from another listener who works as a registered nurse in a prison psychiatric unit. "The horrific physical abuse I have witnessed against our defenseless mentally ill is shocking," wrote this listener. "They are helpless and often alienated from family and loved ones. They're unable to follow through with the usual grievance procedure because of severe mental disorganization or psychosis. When nurses report it, we are threatened and nothing is done. When I read of the abuse of Iraqi prisoners, my first thought was maybe someone will look into the abuse of our American inmates." A lighter controversy involved the Italian government's effort to regulate what can be called a Neapolitan pizza, which prompted a heated, one might even say wood-fired, exchange. "While in Italy in 1988, I thought it appropriate to order a pizza," wrote a listener named Christy. "I was a bit surprised when I received a flat, round bread disc with a pile of mushrooms, a pile of olives, a pile of anchovies, a slice of ham, and half a hard-boiled egg all sitting in a thin layer of tomato sauce. I decided to find a Pizza Hut for my next Italian pizza." Stephanie could not have disagreed more. "There's nothing like getting dried tomatoes and pickled eggs and artichoke hearts on your thin crust pizza with just a hint of carbon from the real fire it was cooked in. The pies marketed by Pizza Hut are like thick, doughy biscuits covered with too greasy cheese and not enough sauce. They just don't compare to the oven-fresh pizza available in southern Italy." And then there is the origin of pizza controversy. David in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wrote to ask, "How do the Italians claim to be the authority on pizza when the Greeks actually created it?" Brian argued that the creation happened even further east. Guards at the Great Wall of China layered their food on flat crackers to keep a free hand. And Pater Carissus de Lap looked to the New World. Neapolitan pizza as we know it today was developed in New York City in the 1920s by the Lombardi family on Spring Street in Little Italy. All round styles stemmed from this original pizza. It has no relationship to Italian pizza or Sicilian a pizza. Well, time to call in an expert. Monty Nile was a restaurant chef, pastry chef, and bakery owner. He's written a series of articles, including The True History of Pizza. His latest book is called Covered in Honey. He now runs a test kitchen of his own. Thanks very much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Greece, China, New York City, where did it all begin?
Well, yes, every culture had flat breads, but to call them pizza is a stretch. Many indigenous cultures bake their breads either in some type of a hearth kind of oven or just a hearth stone. But Rafael Esposito in 1889 is widely credited for taking the Naples style of flatbread, which was arguably tasty with lots of herbs and olive oil baked on it, and he added tomatoes, basil, and cheese in honor of Queen Margarita, which you'll see pizza margarita pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a lot of verification to the Lombardi family in New York, but that's just sort of popularizing pizza in this country.
So what about this controversy over regulating what can be called an authentic Neapolitan pizza? You have an opinion?
I think a lot of that debate stems from the country of origin issue. You know, balsamic vinegar from Medina, Parma, ham, champagne from the Champagne region. Of course, in the States, champagne is sparkling wine. So I find that interesting that that's usually referring to a food, a single food that's produced in a certain way in a certain region. But I looked up this regulation, and they're talking about the exact diameter of the pizza, the thickness of the crust in the center versus the thickness of the crust at the edge. You know, this seems a bit extreme to me.
Finally, I have to ask you, your website says that you were at one point, and I quote, Michael Jackson's globe-trotting personal chef. So what kind of pizza does Michael Jackson like?
Well, I was making whole wheat crusted pizzas and using a finely milled whole wheat flour and cornmeal and baking it on a pizza stone whenever I could lug that thing with me.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Monty Nile is a chef. He runs Monty's Test Kitchen. His latest book is Covered in Honey.